This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're focusing on Rutherford County. And our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is with us this morning. Beautiful summer day. Ernest, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. Good to have you here today.
Great to be here.
A lot happening in Murfreesboro. A lot happening up on the Courthouse Square. Good opportunity to come up and enjoy the courthouse, walk around history. And people are doing that every Saturday now with the Saturday Marketplace.
Absolutely. I mean, it's really, really beginning to be an event every Saturday. So many people are coming and enjoying that. And I'm sure those folks that are producing all those vegetables and other goods are excited about the people coming to participate, and our people that have businesses in the neighborhood of the square, etc., are really pleased that it's generating a lot more activity, I think, for the whole community.
Well, let's talk about some of the activities that Rutherford County is involved in, the Rutherford County Commission and different governing groups in our community. I understand that people are doing a lot of work focusing on the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. We're getting closer to the finishing of the kitchen. The garden there is working well. They've run out of space, I think, several times at the facility there at 940 New Salem Highway. And the County Commission, I think, has given the green light for the addition of some commercial space that was unoccupied right there next to the campus.
That is correct. We do have a contract subject to some conditions of review that we are working on even right now that will allow us to acquire that piece of property and make the proper renovations and put the spaces in place there that so that some of the departments and divisions can move over from the sheriff's office and free up some space that they're very much in need of. So we're excited about that. We think we'll get that done over the next few weeks, and then the actual work will start on that, and sometime within the next 6 to 9 months, hopefully we might complete that and they can occupy that.
So it is going to take some real renovation then?
It's not major renovation, but we're going to have to fit that out for office space use. It's really been used for a manufacturing process, and therefore there are not any you might say cubicles and offices available for individuals to be placed in. So it's interior work that will be accomplished. Yes.
Is it facing the New Salem Highway, or is it one of the side roads? Like
no, it faces the New Salem Highway there.
Okay.
And it's just adjacent. It adjoins the property with the detention center there and the sheriff's offices, but it's actually faces the New Salem Highway.
Okay. What has been in there in the past, so people will have?
It's a machine shop. They have equipment in there that lathes. That metal lathes that turn and make products that are used in industry and other environments there. So it's been there for a long, long time, but it's becoming available, and we've come to an agreement with them, and we're hopefully we can finish that and finalize that by the end of July.
That sounds great, then. End of July is not too far
That's
away.
That's right.
First of July is just around the corner. Before the whole year is slipping by so quickly. As you look at some of the other items on your plate, what are some that are making you to really think and thinking, I hope we're making the right decisions on this?
Well, the thing that's been on our plate mostly, as you're aware of, for the last several months, really, is trying to work through this budget and meet basic needs without having to put any additional burden on our taxpayers. And we're just about there. This Friday at 9 o'clock will be our meeting, official meeting, where the commission will meet and discuss that, and we believe put the final approval on the budget that we've worked on for the last really 5 months or more. And we are able to get this budget put together and finished and completed, and we will be using the same tax rate that we've had currently, so there's no increase in the property taxes.
How is the economy doing? I mean, because the budget obviously is a reflection of our economy. Are we getting a little ahead? Are we above the water? Are we able to? Are we doing okay?
Well, we're doing better.
In some
of our revenue items, and we're managing to hold our expenses at a very low level. We're not increasing those costs very much. But in any event, in particular, the sales tax revenue this year versus even last year is up for the whole county, all the jurisdictions. It's up in about in excess of 6%. And so that's helping us substantially. And in our particular case, 50% of all the sales tax revenue goes into our school systems, the city of Murfreesboro and the county. Therefore, that's been able to help us generate more dollars and more revenue because we have a substantially increased budget for the school board. But in any event, with that increased revenue and with the use of reserves, unspent dollars that we've accumulated over the last few years, we're able to still fund the needs. Now, past that, there is even an indication that the construction industry is beginning to rebound somewhat. We've had several substantially large apartment complexes to be built. The single-family permits for residents is increasing slightly, and that is generating more revenue dollars than we had anticipated and projected even this year. And going forward, we think that will continue. That generates revenue from the development tax, which we're able to then use for capital expenditures, et cetera. So that's giving us a bit of a relief, you might say, in anticipation of being able to fund some things that we've been unable to do heretofore for the last year or two.
Now, and that's an area that we've really all been watching very closely, because the home developing has been an area that's been stagnant for many years, and it's good to hear that this is changing. Yeah.
This is the first time we have some real indication that this development tax revenue is increasing, and that is a direct reflection on a new housing starts, both apartments and single-family dwellings.
Do you have any feel at this point on the number of homes? Are the homes that were already on the market, the pre-owned homes, are they moving, and is that why we're seeing a need for new homes?
I think so. I think over the last, really, this has been going on now 3 or 4 years, I think the inventory of those existing homes has been depleted and reduced, and therefore there begins to be a time of opportunity for the people to build a few starter homes, you might say, and some even homes that they're building on contract that will help us continue to increase that. We're seeing some real evidence of that. It's not major, but it is significant, and we're just really pleased with that.
This morning we're talking about issues that are on the plate of our Rutherford County government this morning. 893-1450 if you have any questions or comments. And I guess really one of the things that everybody is thinking about, and probably not a lot of people want to talk about it, is the issue with the Islamic Center of Murfreesboro. That one just seems to keep staying in the foreground. Is there any solution to that? How are you seeing this play out for Rutherford County? I mean, there was a press conference recently attended by the FBI, the federal agencies were there, several people, and I believe you were there also.
No, I didn't attend that. I watched it with interest.
Mm-hmm. How is that playing out for Rutherford County, and what kind of feedback are you hearing?
Well, it's playing out very, very slowly and carefully and respectfully, you might say, in that this is taking what everyone would believe, including me, that we wish it would come to some end soon, but it takes a long time to work through the system. The legal process is sometimes burdensome, but what we're faced here with is a process of trying to do the right thing, abide by our rules and regulations, abide by state law, federal law, our Constitution of Tennessee and the United States, and all of this is extraordinarily complex. And we're in the midst of a difficult legal discussion that's been going on for more than a year. There will be an end to this. It may be 3 more months, it may be 6 more months, or we cannot predict, but we're going to have to let the thing take its natural and proper course through the legal and court process to determine somehow what really needs to be done and how it should be done, so that we can be in a position to be fair with every applicant, whether it's religious or otherwise, and treat them with dignity and respect and equality. So all of that to say, there's not a simple answer I can give you on when this will cease, but it will have an end in its time. Due course will take place, and we will be able to move forward in a reasonable and responsible way.
No doubt this has been the biggest mountain that you've ever had to climb, I would think, period.
It's a very difficult situation for all of us, and I understand that many people won't understand or won't exactly what is behind some of these thought processes and some of the things that have been done or how they have been done, but everything that's been done has been done completely out of respect for the whole process and the judicial process, the process of our zoning regulation, etc., and all the attendant laws and rules that govern that. And we're trying to do the very best thing we can do to arrive at the very best solution we can, so that we're be positioned to try to prevent these kinds of things from happening in the future. And we just need a little bit more time and a little bit more patience, and people have been patient with us, but we appreciate that and thank them for that.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Bart?
Doing fine.
Good.
I wanted to first call and congratulate you on your year of service at the Rotary Club as their president. I know Kent Soller took your place yesterday, or at least standing in your shoes, but you did a great job there, and I really enjoyed being there. And secondly, I want to call and thank Mayor Burgess. He's been so helpful with the drug court, helping us with our funding on that, been a real leader in the community with that. To be honest, we probably would not be operating if it was not for Ernest Burgess helping us about 4 or 5 years ago, adding us to the county for us to get some funding. We get most of our funding from state and federal agencies, but the county stepped up and helped us about 5 years ago. If it weren't for them and helping us have a facility, I'm not sure we could keep on operating. And that has impacted hundreds of lives and hundreds of families. And I think a lot of times we don't take time to thank our elected officials like Ernest Burgess, but he has had a tremendous impact. For me, if you look under in the dictionary, public servant, it's got Ernest's picture there. And I think he's just done a fabulous job, and just very thankful for him and his leadership to our community. So, Ernest, I just want to call and say thank you. And Mark, congratulations to you. You did a great job for him.
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you very, very much. That was very kind.
Judge Don Ash there.
And I would just like to encourage all of our citizens, any of them that have an interest, to come to some of the graduation ceremonies that they have for those individuals that have participated in the drug court program, and listen to their stories and listen to how this has changed their lives and how it's going to make them really more effective and productive citizens in their families and in our communities. And it's just really been a tremendously outstanding program. And we just, I really appreciate the leadership that Judge Ash and Mary Snyder and many, many others have taken to make that program really so effective.
You know, we always seem to be putting price tags on things. And as you look at this particular situation, the price tag, if you're going to put a price tag on it, it's less expensive to have a program like Drug Court than to keep people in jail for long periods of time. But even better, and I think the thing we need to look at that's way beyond the price tag, it changes their lives, and they don't go back in jail. They become productive citizens. And this is proven. I mean, no question. And thank you Judge Ash, and thank you, Ernest Burgess, for continuing this program here in the community. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We're going to be right back. Stay with us if you have a question. The number's 893-1450. Dial quickly. 893-1450. County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest today.
Love will come set me free. I do believe.
Murfreesboro owned. Murfreesboro proud. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Ford of Murfreesboro is the number one volume dealer in Middle Tennessee, and right now, Ford has your next SUV warmed up for you. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive a new Ford Edge. You can lease an Edge for as little as $302 per month. The Edge has unsurpassed fuel economy and plenty of power. Ford of Murfreesboro is on Broad at the Northfield intersection, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your baseball and softball headquarters.
Whether it's bats, gloves, pants, or training aids, we've got a great selection to get you on the diamond this summer. Name brands like Easton, Louisville, Slugger, and Worth. But at Play It Again Sports Prices, we're on Thompson Lane.
Good morning. Still clearing up that accident on I-24 West at Bell Road, causing major backups from Davidson County into Rutherford County. Also, we're seeing lots of congestion still. Old Fort Parkway at Chafin, also Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane with lots of busy traffic there. I-24 at 96. Lots of congestion there also for our Wednesday morning commuters. Stop at Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the pre-tickets to the races at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather now? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Plenty of sunshine across the forecast area for today, with our highs warming into the lower to mid-90s. We'll have an east wind around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 72.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, and home of Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
We're talking about Rutherford County this morning. 893-1450 is our phone number. 893-1450, your opportunity to join in on the conversation. 893-1450. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning. And if you have a question for the County Mayor, the number again is 893-1450. And in our news today, the Rutherford County Beer Board may be following Smyrna's example and taking action on beer permits at stores caught selling synthetic drugs. And who would have thought that we would be covering issues like this? I mean, just openly selling synthetic drugs, but it is happening. Tell us a little about how the county is in that picture and some of the things that are coming down the road for us.
Well, of course, the Beer Board has the responsibility of enforcing all the rules and regulations associated with those that sell beer. And I commend them for taking a proactive approach and trying to determine those operations, those entities that have inappropriately sold drugs illegally, the synthetic drugs that have been I guess you would say, prosecuted by local authorities. that those people are not being responsible and respectful of the whole process and their absolute opportunity that they've been granted permission to sell beer on, probably is in jeopardy, and it should be seriously considered if that should be revoked. That's maybe one of the few tools that might be available to get people's attention that we're not going to tolerate this kind of misbehavior and this sort of participation in the process that allowing so many people to use these drugs that are just devastating to their life and to their body and to the lifestyle of our whole community. So,
you know,
I think this is something we're going to continue to see growing across all of our communities, and we've got to find some way to get people to accept their responsibilities and be a part of solving the problem, not participating in the problem.
You wonder what's going through a business person's mind when they get permission to make a profit, go into business to do one thing, and then they try to see how far they can push the law. I mean, how far can we make this go before we get slapped in our hand? And I guess that's what they're doing. It's all motivated by greed.
It is. It's just really disappointing to see people that are holding themselves out to be respectful business people to just participate in any activity like this. They ought to be holding the much, much higher standard of not even thinking about doing such a thing. So there were some laws passed by the state that has given some abilities for these kinds of enforcements to take place. And so it's going to take all of the law enforcement and all of our boards, et cetera, working together to really have an impact on this, and we must find a way to reduce this participation in this illegal activity.
Do you feel that with a few examples being made, once that happens, you'll see a reduction in this happening with businesses?
Yes, I think so. But as we're finding, as soon as we close one loophole or put some preventive measure in place, those people out there are not dumb. They are intelligent, and they find other ways to circumvent. So it's just really disappointing that we've got a society that will allow that to occur. But we cannot falter. We have to continue to give our best effort to be sure that we do everything we can to prevent and stop and correct.
I venture to say that if we look back 50 or 100 years in the past, people in your position were asking the same questions. How come they're trying to find loopholes? People have looked for loopholes all along, probably.
And these kinds of products are so much more damaging and permanent damages than we've ever dreamed of. That it's just unbelievable what it's going to do to impact their whole life. Then that's going to put an additional burden on society. More incarceration, more medical costs. I mean, it's just unbelievable what the total impact may be.
Unfortunately, that's so true in every aspect of our life these days. I mean, you look at education. The things that students are getting in trouble for today are just miles apart from what they were getting in trouble with in the 50s, 60s, and probably early 70s. So much more serious. Judge Donna Scott Davenport has been with us many times, and she's seeing serious crimes being committed by youth. I mean, little kids, 8-year-old children.
Yeah, lots have changed in your lifetime and mine, Bart, and it's really sometimes it's discouraging. But everyone that has an opportunity to participate and lead has a responsibility, and we've got to find a way for all of us not to give up on what's happening. But our whole country, if the changes occur in the next 20 or 30 years that have occurred in the last 20 or 30 years, I don't really know if we'll recognize it.
Our phone number is 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
So I'm glad that they decided to get rid of that stuff, get it out of our city. But I think they ought to be aware of them trying to sell it under the table, because they ought to send undercover police officers in there to see if they're selling it under the table. That can be a problem as well. And whenever they ban something like think they ought to pass that along to the sheriff's office, let them, you know, be aware that they may possibly be selling it under the table, despite their ban of it. Thank you very much.
But before you hang up, let me ask you this, because oftentimes it's the public who comes up with some great ideas. How would you, first of all, how would you enact, you know, what you're suggesting, and also how would you not use the publicity of this as advertising for youngsters? How could you accomplish both of those?
Well, I think that the officers could go in there without in their street clothes, not in their uniform, and mm-hmm. ask for it, and that'd be one way to investigate it.
That's a good point.
Okay. Yeah, and I think they're doing just that. I believe that is happening, and certainly that's how it's being sold, under the counter, not over the counter. So you're exactly correct.
Thank you for calling, too. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Just fine.
Good.
I was calling to make a statement, perhaps. What about the distributors that's bringing them in to the stores?
That are doing what now?
Who is that distributor?
The distributor. How are they obtaining those products?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that is correct.
That's a good question, and I don't know that, but certainly these things are sometimes what appears to be routine kinds of things, like bath salts, that, you know, in themselves, by themselves, they're not harmful, but if you use them inappropriately, they are. So you've raised a great question. Even though these are not harmful if used properly in the way they were defined, people have found other ways to use them that they're very, very devastating. So I don't know how you cross that line on whether allowing people to use things that have an intended use, have had this intended use for many, many years and have been used, and all of a sudden they find a way to circumvent and use that in a different way. So, but that point is well taken. It's just something that I don't know how quite to discuss.
You know, it's almost as if they have a major marketing push on some of these, because we've gotten some photographs that have come in from drug raids and what have you mm-hmm. that the sheriff's made. And you can see the packages that these items are in, and it looks like something that a big corporation has been putting together, and makes you wonder if that is not really what is happening. The big corporations are creating these items and marketing them and distributing it through their regular outlets, which is how we're getting these things out into the stores. It's in the convenience stores and different places.
Yeah, and those things have had routine, normal uses over many years, and now they've found a way to use them improperly.
Ma'am, thank you for calling.
I'd like to make another remark.
Okay.
What about interviewing some people in the emergency room when these young people come in, or whatever age they are, that have had these traumatic injuries to their health?
That is very good.
They have done that, and it's you're exactly right. What has happened to some of these individuals is just unbelievably difficult and horrendous.
And we will do that. We'll have some of those people on the radio with
us. That would be good.
Thank you for that suggestion.
You're welcome. You have a great day, both of you. Enjoy the holidays with family. That's the most important thing God has given us.
Thank you.
You're exactly right.
893-1450 is our number. We're talking about Rutherford County this morning. Home. That's what we're talking about, and keeping that home safe. 893-1450 is our phone number. The good old summertime. I think it's... And that's putting it mildly. I mean, summertime, we're going to see 100-degree temperatures over the next few days. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Yes, sir. I just want to remind the folks at Murfreesboro, if you're driving on the 4th, you better leave your 5th under the seat.
Or not even have it with you.
Good.
That's right. That's true. Just want to let you know, I'm going to get under a big shade tree.
I think I'd start that tomorrow. It's supposed to be 100 tomorrow.
Yes.
All righty.
Well, anyway, I'm going to hang up and listen. I'm enjoying the show.
Thanks for calling. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bart, one of our biggest difficulties, even right now, is this weather and this heat and this lack of water. Especially, I know I'm a farmer, and I don't have any grain or row crops, but our farmers in Middle Tennessee, Rutherford County, I know for sure, are really, really concerned about the lack of rain on their crops. I mean, it's appears to me to be very, very serious, and all we can do is pray that somehow we'll get some relief, but it doesn't appear that anything is imminent. So it's a real, real struggle, and it will be for all of our farm communities.
And the Corps of Engineers are saying that Percy Priest Lake is down, just starting to get down.
I mean, it's been down, and it continues to drop, and there's no replenishment, it appears, short term.
And that means that the creeks and rivers that feed Percy Priest are down also, and that's where farmers get their water for crops, for cattle, all sorts of things.
Yeah, it is a impending disaster.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Mr. Bart Walker and Mayor Burgess, two of our favorites in Shiloh. We thank you very much again for attending on Saturday, our first reunion. It turned out beautiful.
Oh, that was fun.
Thank God for the weather and all the friends, but honored with you too. We just felt we were just really, really special. So we want to thank you again, and we thank you for all the attention that you give, Shiloh. And you just thank God, and thank you too, and everybody else. Thank you. This
now,
is Catherine.
Ms. McCroskey, before you hang up, tell us a little more about your big dream for the next improvement in the Shiloh community.
Oh, our big dream is to secure a building out here and have a recreation center. We need a place for our children to play and for our members to get together and invite our friends in. But right now, we don't have a place, so we're dreaming and looking at a place, and we're trying to find some money. So if anybody's interested, just let us know.
Well,
but
I think
that's our next dream. And we are planning a trip, and we're just dreaming out here. So you all just keep praying for us and keep attending when we have something. You're always welcome.
Thank you.
Well, thank you
very much.
Well, we appreciate your leadership on all of that. And they did have a wonderful time out there at that Saturday at their Shiloh, you might say, reunion. Mm-hmm. And they had a tremendously good turnout of individuals that have a lot of relationships with Shiloh and history there. So it's encouraging to see communities that still want to visit with each other and support one another and lift each other up. It was really a good event.
That's what it's all about. Ms. McCroskey, thank you very much.
Yes, we had people from everywhere that traveled from out of town. We felt so special. And thank you again, and we thank God.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
893-1450, that was a neat gathering. And it was at the old Fort Park, so just made it even better. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
When he was talking about the lack of rain and everything, are they considering banning fireworks with the 4th of July coming up and all these fireworks being sold and the possibility of fires and so forth? I'll hang up and listen.
All righty, thank you. What about that?
I don't think they're going to put a ban on fireworks. I think the city of Murfreesboro has already indicated they may put a moratorium, you might say, on open burning of, you know, of debris and wood and other things like that. Now, the county, we don't have the authority to do that yet. We're going to get that authority. But I've already been asked to call our state forester group, and they're the ones that control this, to see if they would declare Rutherford County as an area where open burning would not be allowed. The fireworks piece of it is something I'm not sure we can control right now, but that doesn't appear to be something that even the city of Murfreesboro or Smyrna has determined they're going to do right now. They're both, I read the paper this morning, say they're going to continue with their annual fireworks display that they put in place. So, but we are concerned about that. It is very, very volatile situation.
And we're seeing out in the Colorado area what this can really do. I mean,
right.
They said, I think yesterday they had one that started with just a few acres and within 10 minutes had swelled out to 300 or so acres. So with the dryness, and I guess they're much more dry than we are, but that lets you know how quickly this can spread.
Absolutely.
And we are so much more developed, I would think, than they are, too.
Yeah, I think they have, in some of those areas, the forestry is much more dense, and they have a lot more of that than we do, but it's a concern.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're focusing on Rutherford County and issues that are facing us in the good old summertime. 893-1450 is the number, 893-1450. Of course, we did have droughts in the old days, too. This is nothing new. I can remember many droughts. We'll be right back and continue. County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning. If you have a question for the county mayor, the number to call is 893-1450. Dial quickly, just a few minutes left. 893-1450. Don't wait until the show's over to call. 893-1450.
ABC News Radio Station. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money, too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Plenty of sunshine across the forecast area for today, with our highs warming into the lower to mid-90s. We'll have an east wind around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 72.
Let me ask you a question. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide's Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew is the answer to all your garden insect problems. Captain Jack's works two ways, on contact or through feeding. And this will ensure that your insect problems are over. Captain Jack's controls all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and borers. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, shrubs, and fruits. Captain Jack's all-organic insect control is available in easy-to-use dust, liquid concentrate, ready-to-use, and ready-to-spray containers with built-in applicators. Captain Jack's Dead Bugs Brew, you can get it right now at the Co-op Farm and Home Center over on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church. It's also available at Martin's Home and Garden, and Martin's is there on Broad, across from Demas Restaurant.
We got some good neighbors and we like bragging on them. Nominate a good neighbor every day. Nominate a police officer weekly or a teacher monthly. Put it in writing on WGNS Murfreesboro.
And speaking of good neighbor, our good neighbor today, two of them, Jody and Jenny Campbell, over on Beals Place. They'll be receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts as our good neighbors of the day. And the winner of the birthday cake this morning from Junior's Foodland, Joe Walter Haney. Happy birthday to you, Joe Walter. Hope you have many, many more happy ones. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're talking about Rutherford County this morning. We're focusing on Rutherford County. And our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us. And if you haven't been to the historic Murfreesboro Square, you need to do so. Uncle Dave Making Days, just around the corner, mid-July, July 13th, 14th, and 15th. And one of the historical moments on the square is going to be reenacted. This is the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. And they're going to have Forest Raid on the square, which is all about the courthouse.
An exciting day.
Mm-hmm, very definitely. So, you know, for those of you who are new to town or those of you who've lived here all your life, make it a point to be there. And the encampment will also be at Oakland's Historic House Museum.
And this, I think the Sons of the Confederate Veterans are having, it's at least the Southeastern region meeting here in Rutherford County at the Embassy Suites during that same time that enactment's going on. So there are going to be about, I think, 1,200 visitors that are coming to celebrate this time of history with us. So that's much of that is happening in our community, and that's helping our whole economic base.
Welcome to Rutherford County.
Yes.
Absolutely. The red carpet's out for you. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
We're doing
good,
fine.
Good.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I have a question to ask. We are having problem with the cutting of the trees down, and when they cut the trees down, they just leave them ugly and, you know, doesn't look real well and all, and damage the tree. Is it anything when they do that, are they supposed to replace the trees or make them look better or something? I mean, I would like to know.
Are you in the city or county?
In the county.
Okay, and is it the...
I'll tell you where, Ed. I thought you probably know who I am.
No, we don't. That's all right.
I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. I'm Sweater.
Okay. And so this is out in the Halls Hill Pike area?
Yes, and the trees and things, when they do them, they just really make them ugly and, you know, don't do them like they're supposed to do and damage them, but some of the people just don't like the way they are, and so they just have them cut them down completely. But do they supposed to replace those trees back or do something, you know? Because, see, they're in your yard, you know, that they cut down.
And is this under the power lines?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. So that may be the utility people doing that. I'm pretty sure it's not the county doing that because we don't have any staff that does any of that.
I was just asking the question because, see, after they cut them down, you know, and then leave them real ugly. I mean, you know, they should, you know.
Yeah,
because they're beautiful trees, and then those trees cost money, you know, to buy them.
They're chopping them back, is what you're saying, and they're not.
They're not pruned and chopped.
They're not pruned.
You know, shade that the people, you know, depend on, you know.
I think we'd need to discuss that a bit with the electric utilities that might be doing that. I think that's probably something they're responsible for, but I wasn't aware of that. I do know they trim those trees back if they get in the way of those lines.
Yeah,
though,
I know. We understand that.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say, you know, when they are, you know, do that, I was just wondering if they were responsible for, you know, because those trees does cost money.
Right.
And then, too, a lot of times they are dependent on that for their shade, you know.
Well, we'll see.
No, I'll just ask the question. We'll
ask that same question to those leaders of those organizations, and maybe they can somehow publicly make a response. Thank you.
Thank you, because that's a good point, too. I was driving along the interstate here in Rutherford County, and I came across a stretch, and, you know, the beautiful cedar trees and things that are along the interstate, some of them were just like someone had taken a saw and just wiped off the top.
Yeah.
And I thought, what happened there? And then I realized what happened there, but it destroys that. It makes that first impression a negative one. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I want to talk about the County Farm Road area.
Okay.
The utilities have been going on out here for water line for the new road to Joe B. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Joe B. Jackson part and to County Road to the Shovelville Highway complete, I think. And my concern is, after the Walmart is built at the corner of County Farm Road and South Church, does that mean that the county island from County Farm Road back to Annell Drive, is that going to be annexed into the city? That's my question, and I wait for a response.
Okay.
I haven't seen any indication. I'm sure that the Walmart location on that corner that you're talking about there, if that's not already in the city, it likely will be, but I don't know about the other pieces you're talking about as you go on down County Road toward Annell. I have not heard of any request for that, and it has. Usually I get a copy of what the city of Murfreesboro is proposing to do, and I've seen nothing to that effect, but we would need to talk to the city, Mr. Adelot and others, to see if there is any plans for that. I do not know.
Now, usually when they annex an area, it's a developer wanting to expand a subdivision or something, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Right.
And that area is pretty much already developed, isn't it?
Well, the area he's talking about is pretty much residential.
Other than that commercial area.
Yeah, along County Farm Road as you go east, it is pretty much residential. And that's going to be the new extension, you might say, of Joe B. Jackson all the way around to the interstate. So I don't know. But all of that is going through a residential area, and I'm not aware of what they may be planning as far as any annexation.
We're almost out of time. We have about a minute. Let's see if we can't squeeze in a quick call here. You're on WGNS, Murfreesboro. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I want to know the ones that cut your trees on the, in the county. Tell me who to call.
Are these trees under a utility line, or just are these just the?
They said it's under. I didn't think they were, but anyway.
I think to start with, if it's in our county, I'd call Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation, and
I live on Twin Oak Drive.
And that is in the county, yes.
Yeah.
I'd call the electric utility and get some information from them, and I don't know who to tell you to call, but I know Mr. Ron Washington is one of our, he's a director of operations, I believe. So you'd call, and they can put you in touch with someone there that would be a lot more helpful. I don't know what their processes are.
Middle Tennessee Electric, thank you for your call. And County Mayor Ernest Burgess, thank you for your time today. We are flat out of time. We thank you for sharing with us some of the things that are coming across your desk and also taking time to answer calls from the friends here in the community.
It's an honor to be here, Bart. Thank you.
County Mayor Ernest Burgess visiting with us today. You have a super rest of the day. Some big things to follow. Stay with us.